offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalms 50:14-15. Good morning, friends. We're ever so thankful for the opportunity to come your way again by means of radio. When the month of November rolls around, as it does so often, people began to think about Thanksgiving. I hope you don't wait until then to be thankful. But when Thanksgiving is mentioned, then what do you think of? A big dinner with turkey, dressing, cranberries, pumpkin pies, and all the other good things to eat which go with it? Well, it is nice to have a good dinner and be able to enjoy it. But listen, there are more things for which you should be thankful. We thank thee, Lord, for morning light, and for each day so clear and bright. We thank thee for the noonday sun, and for the night when day is done. We thank thee for the sky so blue, and for the moon and stars too. We thank thee much that while we sleep, the guardian angels vigil keep. We thank thee for the Bible dear, with messages of love and cheer, and that it to the people still reveals thy precious holy will. We thank thee for the Savior kind, to heal the sick, the lame, the blind, and that he shed his precious blood, redeeming our lost souls to God. We thank thee for a home of love, where we shall dwell with thee above, and for a bright and starry crown, when we shall lay our armor down. 7 is often considered to be a perfect number, so I'm going to give you 7 reasons why I'm thankful. 1, I'm thankful that there is a God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1:1. It is his will that we should always give thanks to his name. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him, Colossians 3:17. Listen now to the beauty of these words and think of the wonderful truth they declare. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalms 136:1-9. So I say, I am thankful that there is a God and all he means to me. 2, I am thankful that God is holy and that he loves me. Psalms 34 puts it this way. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Very little help and comfort would it be to know that God was high and holy with all his power if he didn't condescend to me or if he didn't love and care for me. 3, I am thankful for God's mercy. Did you notice from that 136th Psalm how many times the end of the verse closed with this statement, for his mercy endureth forever? So when you remember your weakness and need of God, just remember that his mercy endureth forever. 4, I am thankful for the gift of Christ. 2 Corinthians 9:15 mentions this. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. This gift to the world was Christ himself. What a treasure this gift has been to men and women of all ages since his coming. 5, I am thankful for deliverance from sin. Romans 7:24 describes what a condition one is in who has not been delivered from sin. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Then the answer is given in part of the next verse, and also the first verse of the 8th chapter. Listen, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. 6. I am thankful for victory over death and the grave. In speaking of the resurrection, the writer of 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 7. Then I am thankful for food, clothing, and the necessary things of life that pertain to the care of this body. Jesus knew these were necessary, but he told us if we would seek the things of the kingdom of God first, all these other things would be added. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:20. So, I am thankful for every one of those things. Should there be something which is not included in this list of 7, I include them too. Listen, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hebrews 13:15. But may I remind you that with all of our blessings and pleasures come also responsibility. The more we have to enjoy, the more we are responsible to share our blessings with others. Think of those who do not have the freedom and liberty that we do in Christ. Can we do more to win them and share with them the truth? So instead of complaining of your lot in life, why don't you thank God every morning when you get up that you have something to do that day which must be done? Whether you like it or not, being forced to work and forced to do your best helps bring temperance and self-control, diligence and strength of will, cheerfulness and contentment, and many other virtues which the idle never know. Listen, the thankful heart for all that God in mercy sends, for health and children, home and friends, for comfort in the time of need, for every kindly word or deed, for happy thoughts and holy talk, for guidance in our daily walk, in everything give thanks. For beauty in this world of ours, for verdant grass and lovely flowers, for songs of birds, for hum of bees, for the refreshing summer breeze, for hill and plain, for stream and wood, for the great ocean's mighty flood, in everything give thanks. For the sweet sleep which comes with night, for the returning morning light, for the bright sun that shines on high, for the stars glittering in the sky, for these and everything we see, O Lord, our heart we lift to thee, in everything give thanks. Let us pray. Our Father, we are thankful for health and for the strength to bear the burdens of the day. For all the friends who have made our little world brighter and better for their presence. We are thankful that you have supplied our needs according to your riches and glory. We're thankful for all the glad voices we've heard and for all the glad yesterdays. For life, we're thankful with all that it means of service and sorrow, for the peaceful roof which shelters us, and for the love and laughter of our children. We're thankful for all the blessings which have come to us and for the promise which the future holds. We're thankful for all which has made life so far a pleasant journey, for our book of happy memories, and for that faith which has sustained us in the shadows. Grant, O God, that our lives, our gratitude may show, May we continue to the end unembittered, remembering always that the greater our loss appears, the greater our joy has been. Grant us the wisdom to know the false from the true, that we may bear our burdens bravely. Teach us to find pleasure in service, hope in sorrow, and peace when the day is done. Bless each listener of the broadcast in the way which they need most, and thine shall be the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen.
He makes some affliction, will but make me long for all. For in love and not in anger, all his chastenings will come.
God bless and keep you, and a very cheerful goodbye.
Not can harm his Father's child.